clown with.
Mew?
Mm-hmm. And they usually, if you had two of them, you had, what'd you call them? The two Mews you had?
Pale Mew?
Did you ever hear anybody call them a span Mew? What about oxen?
Well, they're a lot different to oxen than a Mew. Mm-hmm. You put a harness on a mule to work him, and you put a yoke on a cow to work him.
Mm-hmm. What, would you ever call an oxen a span oxen?
No, I would call them a team oxen.
A team oxen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Oh.
You get over two yoke, you got a team.
Mm-hmm. Some other kind of animals that, say, you might use to pull a buggy with, what would they be? Or maybe ride. You might use them to ride, not a mule, but a
horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would you call the male?
Stud horse.
They would call them maybe a stallion too?
Yeah, stallion.
Mm-hmm, that kind of thing? Would you ever call him a stock horse?
Never heard it.
Never heard that one?
Yeah.
And what would you call a female? What are females?
Mare.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever ride horses very much?
Not too much. I was always scared of him. You can't look in his face and tell what he's got on his mind.
Yeah, you might say you saw a kid, you know, he was riding a horse and couldn't stay on. He might say, well, I fell
off the horse.
Yeah. And you might wake up in the floor in the morning. He said, well, I must have fell
off the bed.
Yeah, something like that. We were talking about horses. What's mm-hmm. the... What's the thing that you put on the
horseshoe?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what do you put to attach the horseshoes to?
To his foot, hoof.
The hoof. Mm-hmm. And what's the game that you can play with those things?
The horseshoe. I saw him playing, but I don't know what sort of a game it was. I never played it myself. They call it throwing horseshoes, I believe, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned sheep. This is another kind of animal you have on the farm. What do you call a male sheep? Is there a name for him?
Well, that I just don't remember.
Would anybody maybe have called him a ram?
Ram, yeah.
Something like that.
They call the old mammy a yo.
A yo, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did you usually get from the bats, you know, that?
Wool.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wool.
And let's see. I'll ask you about some of the sounds that the animals make too. When a calf is just being weaned, what's the noise that the calf makes? You say she's just beginning.
Bleating.
Bleating. Mm-hmm. And what about a cow during feeding time? What's the noise that she makes? Did the cow begin to
low the mm-hmm. low for the food.
What about horses? What sound did they make?
They don't make much. Used to all say it was past yourself dead and wouldn't say much about it.
Hmm. Did people ever say that a horse used to whicker or?
Yeah, they whicker, but they don't do it much at feeding time. They might one time. Sometime they'll learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't everyone that'll do that.
Hmm. Well, I'll be. Say you got some horses, mules, and cows, all these kind of animals, and when they're getting hungry, you have to go out and feed.
Feed them?
Mm-hmm. Would you call a name for all them together, the cattle or the stock, or any name for all those together?
It's just according to how you raise them up. You can keep them all together, but they won't eat together, some of them.
Mm-hmm. You have a name for, like, hens, turkeys, and geese, all these things together? Is that name for them? You ever call them something?
Only a flock of them roll out would know.
You call them fowls ever?
Fowls.
Now, hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Sitting hen.
Yeah, we're talking about chickens for just a minute. What do you usually keep your chickens in?